Hello, and welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and I have lots of information to share with you about nutrient deficiencies. You need to know what all of these nutrients do in your body, as well as what your body shows you when you're deficient in a particular nutrient. Today, to begin, I'm talking about N-acetylcysteine, also labeled in the health food stores as NAC. A lot of people call it NAC. It is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and it is a very, very common deficiency. It has so much to do with how your immune system functions in the view of an overload of free radical damage. So you may have elevated homocysteine on a blood work. That might tell you that you are indeed deficient in N-acetylcysteine. It raises your risk of developing a wide range of different types of cancers. It is associated, interesting, with macular degeneration. It is critically important if you are in the mode of eliminating toxins. So if you're dealing with any of these issues, cataracts, macular degeneration, suppressed immune function so that you're at risk for catching whatever happens to be going around, you might consider N-acetylcysteine. Another very, very important function of N-acetylcysteine is that it is a precursor for glutathione. Glutathione being a superior source of cellular protection. So you want to protect your healthy cells. You want to protect the regeneration of cells. When there's a worn-out cell, that it is broken down, replaced with a new one, glutathione is involved in that reproduction. So important to lower homocysteine. Now, sometimes if you speak with your physician and you ask to have your homocysteine level done, he might say to you that, well, okay, we found out years ago that homocysteine really was not involved with the development of cardiovascular disease. And it's true that it isn't a straight line from low high homocysteine levels to cardiovascular disease developing. But the truth of the matter is homocysteine levels are involved with regard to cardiovascular disease. More importantly, I think that what you need to be testing homocysteine for is brain function. When brain function seems to be deteriorating, when you're dealing with possible loss of concentration, recall, you find that your memory isn't all that great, homocysteine might be involved. And in addition to lowering the homocysteine with N-acetylcysteine and the glutathione that is ultimately produced with the presence of N-acetylcysteine, you may very well find that taking B12 and folate, very, very nice combination to minimize the possibility of homocysteine becoming a danger, rising in your bloodstream and creating the kinds of problems associated with circulation, ultimately putting greater stress on your heart, as well as issues with regard to how your brain is functioning. It has the capacity to heal your lungs and inflammation. It has such a very effective way of detoxifying liver. It is, with N-acetylcysteine, going to support your immune system function. So when you are dealing with cold and flu season, or there are viruses any time of the year that you tend to be exposed to, N-acetylcysteine and ultimately that glutathione that is produced is going to be a very, very important factor with regard to supporting your immune function. So lipoprotein A, which is very, very much associated with cardiovascular disease, if you find that your lipoprotein A is low, decreasing muscle fatigue created by overexertion, stress, poor diet, very, very much improved with the presence of N-acetylcysteine and glutathione. And you say, well, maybe if glutathione is the active substance and I need to have a very optimized glutathione level, then I'm just going to go directly to supplementing with glutathione. That sounds like a really good idea. However, the ability of your body to take in glutathione directly from a supplement is very poor. So even though you could be taking as high doses as 500 milligrams of glutathione, you may be only absorbing possibly 50 milligrams of that glutathione. So what you want in combination, N-acetylcysteine as the originator of the glutathione, and then you are going to have a supported and raised N-acetylcysteine level as well as a glutathione level. You can certainly support that whole profile of benefits that you're going to get with N-acetylcysteine and glutathione with the right foods. So you can find a little bit of N-acetylcysteine in oatmeal, possibly considering adding some refrigerated wheat germ. You don't really want to purchase wheat germ on the shelf in a jar. Wheat germ has a compromised shelf life, let's say, and so you surely want to be using a wheat germ that has been properly handled and kept refrigerated to reduce the risk of rancidity in the wheat germ that you're consuming. Ricotta cheese and cottage cheese are both very good sources of the N-acetylcysteine. Remember, you want to choose organic. Even better if you're able to find raw ricotta, raw cottage cheese, and raw milk yogurt. All of those excellent, excellent sources of N-acetylcysteine supporting NAC and glutathione levels in your body. If you consume meat, you're going to find your N-acetylcysteine and glutathione levels supported with that dietary addition. It is so important to know about NAC, particularly during a season when you're likely to have been exposed to viruses or bacteria that are contributing to sore throats, colds, upper respiratory infections. One of the most effective mucus eliminators are the NAC glutathione combination, particularly the NAC. What you can do is take the NAC on an empty stomach in between meals. You must be very aware of drinking plenty of water because as it is in the process of dissolving mucus and mucus-type debris within your body, you need to be able to eliminate that debris through your liver detoxification processes, your kidneys, as well as your colon. So plenty of real good quality spring water. And what I'm suggesting with regard to the water is water that's going to have some mineral content. So spring water does fit that bill. Enhance your immune function, enhance detoxification, that liver and kidney detoxification capacity with NAC is going to make a difference with regard to the functions of your blood being able to deliver nutrients to different organs of your body and eliminate the toxins. So an absolutely crucial, important part of your supplemental program, N-acetylcysteine and glutathione. N-acetylcysteine taken by itself, empty stomach, works very, very well with a little bit of fruit, a bite of fruit, or a little sip of fruit juice. But remember, you do need to be very aware of consuming enough water. Excellent, excellent support overall. Your organs, detoxification, blood chemistry, and immune function.